This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Last month, four whooping cranes were shot and killed in Oklahoma. Whooping cranes are extremely rare, with a global population of less than 1,000 birds. The killing of whooping cranes in Oklahoma has revived fears that a proposed sandhill crane hunting season here in Wisconsin would put whooping cranes in danger, as hunters sometimes confuse the two species. The state Senate approved a bill last fall that would allow a sandhill season here in the state. Rich Belfus is president and CEO of the International Crane Foundation. Rich, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. Great to be here.
Well, what do we know about the shooting of these four whooping cranes down in Oklahoma?
Well, we don't know who did it yet. That's still under investigation. I don't know if they have anybody suspected or not, but we do know that it was during a sandhill crane hunting season in Oklahoma. So it is kind of our worst fear when these birds are shot by mistaken ID during some other hunting season. Yeah.
And let's talk about whooping cranes. Very rare. Talk a little bit about this long-term effort to slowly bring their numbers back up.
Yeah, whooping cranes certainly been a long recovery. You know, they managed to survive that period, you know, 150 years ago or so when we lost our passenger pigeons and others, but their numbers got very low, fewer than 20 in the wild. And they've had a long, slow recovery. They winter in Texas and breed way north in Canada. And then starting back in about 2000, we started working to bring back a population here in the eastern U.S. That includes the whoopers here in Wisconsin that we've been reintroducing now for about 21 years. And those whooping cranes in Wisconsin that migrate a little bit in the south to the southeast, they are still very rare in our state. There's about 80 in the wild right here in Wisconsin. We've been slowly trying to bring them back and get them as a breeding population here in our state. So, yeah.
And then sandhill cranes, Rich, can you talk about they weren't ever as threatened as whooping cranes. Their numbers were down, but they're substantially up again in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's right. Sandhill cranes are really a fantastic conservation story here. Their numbers were down, certainly in Wisconsin. There was a time when we thought we might lose them, but they've had a wonderful recovery now for about 70 years. We have good numbers in the state, probably 15,000 or so breeding pair of Wisconsin, of sandhill cranes across Wisconsin. And it's a wonderful success story. They've been spreading into the eastern part of the country as well and breeding in lots of neighboring states where they hadn't been seen in more than 100 years. So it's been fun. And, you know, people call and write us all the time to talk about their experience seeing them in local parks and out in farm fields and, you know, sort of wherever they are around the state. So that's been really fun for people.
As we mentioned, Oklahoma is one state that has a sandhill crane hunting season. Proposals in the state legislature to do that here in Wisconsin. What are your thoughts on the idea of a sandhill crane season in the state?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of concerns here in Wisconsin. They are hunted in the southeast in several states on migration, and they are hunted out west where there's a bigger population. But there isn't a hunt yet on their breeding grounds. And we have a lot of concerns about that up here. They are growing in numbers, but still very sensitive. It takes years for them to pair up and have their first chick. And then they only have one or maybe two chicks a year. So they can be very sensitive to a hunt very quickly. And then as they occur in the state here, we have, as we said, concerns about being misidentified with whooping cranes and other issues. So we are worried about how a hunt would go here, even though they are hunted in other states where they move through on migration.
Talking to Rich Belfus, president and CEO of the International Crane Foundation, that's based here in Wisconsin, looking at the shooting of four whooping cranes, a very rare bird species right now down in Oklahoma, the idea of a sandhill crane hunting season here in the state. Rich, one concern, you know, is that some farmers are worried that we have enough sandhill cranes that they're interfering with their crops, eating seeds before they can germinate. Is that a problem? Do you see a hunt as being a solution to that problem, if so?
It absolutely is a problem, and we are very committed to working with farmers in the state to solve the problem. We have been working on it for almost 20 years as well. We've worked with a company called Archaean to develop a bad-tasting chemical. It's not toxic, but you apply it to seed, and the cranes don't eat the seed when it first germinates. So we have a solution, and the problem is that we need to get it as affordable as possible to farmers. It's not very expensive, but it's one more cost for farmers, and we recognize that. And we need to make it more convenient for farmers so they don't have to apply it in the hopper, but we wanted to actually get treated at the source on seeds sold in the state of Wisconsin. So we think we have good solutions, and we know that a hunting season is not going to solve crop depredation for farmers. It may trigger some payments that won't last long, but it is not a solution. So we really feel we can bear down and solve the problem in Wisconsin and in surrounding states as well, rather than through a hunting season.
I know your philosophy at the Crane Foundation is to work with locals to solve those kinds of problems, whether we're talking about Wisconsin or East Asia or in Africa. Can you talk about the idea of trying to work with communities to help preserve cranes around the world?
Absolutely. Yeah, the communities everywhere that cranes occur in the wild, they're in and around people. They're in communities and close to people. And so community-based conservation, as we call it, is a really big part of what we do. And communities have great views on how to solve these problems. They often need resources and access and other things, trainings and all, to kind of do these solutions. But we get lots of great ideas to solve things. And I think the same is true here. And when we're dealing with crop depredations, farmers see the birds on their fields. They know the times of year when it's a problem and the times of year when it's not. And we need to work on those sensitive periods when crops are still germinating to find solutions for on the farm use. But we, we're very committed everywhere, whether they're common cranes like our sandhill cranes or some of our more endangered birds like the whoopers. Everywhere that cranes are, we are working with local communities to try to come up with good strategies to protect them and keep them going.
As you mentioned, whooping cranes, it's been this decades-plus effort to bring them back, especially that eastern population. What is 2022 looking like?
Well, we hope 2022 is getting us further out of this period of the pandemic. The last couple of years have been difficult because a lot of zoos that help provide breeding programs, too, to get birds back in the wild were at lower capacity. They didn't have visitors and so on. But we're really gearing back up for now in the next couple of years, hoping to get, one is to get more birds back in the wild that can migrate, and then also to continue to support the birds that are out there so that they can successfully breed and have chicks. We have a number of problems to solve still, but each year we're sort of getting further and further along. Unfortunately, shootings, along with a couple other threats, especially power line collisions, are the biggest cause of loss of the birds that we're putting back in the wild. So it's a big concern for us.
What kind of efforts are there to prevent those shootings and the power line collisions?
Yeah, on the shootings, we have extension staff down in Alabama and Indiana and Louisiana, also up here in Wisconsin, just working on trying to support hunter education programs. We have pamphlets that get out that show the differences and how to ID the different birds. And we work with communities trying to create, sort of watchdog communities, communities of caring around areas where whooping cranes are showing up, whether they might be wintering and so on. So, and we work, for example, with friends groups around national wildlife refuges and other places trying to support these birds. There's so much passion and excitement about them showing up in different states in the South. I was just at a big festival in Alabama where they're really celebrating having a dozen whooping cranes down there for the winter. And then on the power lines, we try to work for good sighting. We try to avoid really sensitive areas where the birds are roosting or breeding, and then where you can mark power lines to make them more visible. So there's a number of strategies. Biggest one is keeping power lines out of really sensitive crane areas can go a long way.
Rich, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks so much. Great to be with you.
That's Rich Belfast, president and CEO of the International Crane Foundation. He talked to us about a proposal to have a sandhill crane hunting season here in Wisconsin and concerns about how that could affect endangered whooping cranes in the state along one of their breeding areas. You could share your thoughts, maybe your sightings of sandhills, or if you're really lucky, whooping cranes. Tweet us at Central Time WPR or email ideas@WPR.org.